I use my essential oils on her.
Welcome to Planetary Spirit, coming to you on ETIN, Emerson Talk and Information Network. My name is Jeff Ferranini, and I invite you on an exploration of spirituality. And my guest today is Sheila Applegate, who is an MSW, Masters of Social Work, internationally renowned spiritual seer, healer, and teacher of oneness, living in harmony with all that is. Sheila has mastered the gift of seeing spirit guides, angels, and ascended masters. She brings forth the message of oneness through divine love, and as a channel of spirit embracing vibrations of the divine feminine through her direct channel with Mary Magdalene and Isis. Sheila is also the creator of a spoken word CD entitled Enchanted Garden and a soon-to-be-published book entitled Enchanted One, A Guide to Embracing Love in Every Moment. And her website is www.sheilaapplegate.com. That's SHEILAAPPLEGATE.com. So it is indeed a pleasure to welcome today to Planetary Spirit, Sheila Applegate. Hey, Sheila, how are you?
Great. Hello. Thank you for having me here today.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for showing up and being my guest and writing this really powerful and clearly stated book. And I just thought I would start this off by reading something from your book, Enchanted One. And there's a little subheading here to this chapter, and it is, Wake Up, Sleeping Beauty. And you say, Sleeping Beauty, Snow White, and Cinderella have all been asleep and suppressed for too long. The feminine aspect of the Creator within us has been lost to the overpowering male vibration. This is not a feminist statement. It has nothing to do with the male or female form of the body. Everyone has within them the Alpha and the Omega. The Alpha, which is also known as the male vibration, is the more logical, assertive, and linear energy. The thought. The Omega is known as the female vibration. This holds the emotional, gentle, and circular energy, the receptor. The harmonic union of the mind and the emotion is creation, thought made manifest. Then you go on to say, one of the first steps in realigning the Alpha and Omega energies is to celebrate the goddess energy within all of us. The goddess energy has long been suppressed that it must be celebrated and understood in order for it to return to a harmonic state with the male aspect of creation. How do we embrace oneness and the illusion at the same time? The answer lies in our learning to be both the observer and the participant in each moment. From this place of full knowing, we can choose to place our attention either on the experience of the individual cell, that is our current form and circumstance, or to put our attention on the whole being, that is our oneness with God. So I just thought I would open things up with that. And then you talk about a friend of yours, a very grounded friend, who's a self-proclaimed skeptic, who you say had a strange day. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that, how his day had felt like a dream to him.
Well, yes, he is he's a very grounded, I think also a very spiritual person, but this is somebody who was actually working in Afghanistan at the time, and, you know, his life depended on being very grounded and present with the circumstances of the earth, but also using his intuition. So he was, in an essence, doing both often. However, one day, he said, it was very unnerving because he went through his whole day feeling as if it was a dream, but also feeling as if he was watching this dream. Rather, so he had shifted his attention from being fully present in his physical body to being the expanded self, observing himself through the process, and it was kind of humorous because he had been really wanting spirit to show him, you know, give him the proof. The skeptic likes the proof, and he kept asking for a mallet over the head, and he's like, "Do you think that's my mallet?" You know, but that opportunity to just be shifted in our perspective is what he experienced in that day.
Yeah, okay. And if somebody's life is depending upon being very present and very clear, and then having this kind of non-ordinary experience, being able to integrate that is actually life-enhancing, so
exactly.
To speak.
And in fact, integration is the perfect word, because when we integrate it, then it actually does enhance everything that we do, and even our survival mechanism. But this is a situation where, you know, your survival instincts are heightened when you're in a war zone, of course. And so, you know, we all walk around talking about our ego and trying to get our ego in balance. Well, to me, the ego is your primitive survival instinct inside of you. So, yes, that's a perfect example of somebody that was able to learn to not suppress that ego, because to do that in that situation would have been dangerous, but to then enhance it by opening to the higher vibration at the same time.
So I just want to give people a little bit of a sense of what this book is entailing. There's part one and part two. Now, part one is Love and Illusion. So chapter one is Love. Chapter two, True Forgiveness. Chapter three, Remembering. Chapter four, Loving the Ego. Chapter five, Partnership. Chapter six, Releasing the Illusion. Then we go to part two, which is Embracing Emotions, which are the Gifts, Chapter 7, Fear, Chapter 8, Grief, Chapter 9, Anger, Chapter 10, Jealousy, Chapter 11, Lust, Chapter 12, Joy, Chapter 13, and 14, The Human Emotion of Love, followed by Chapter 15, The Mastery of Emotions. Then we get into questions and answers on the subject of emotions, and then we get this fiery energy from Isis, who is speaking through you, and then you end it with this beautiful prayer that you start each day with. It's a surrender prayer, and then this meditation, which really is enhanced nicely on the Enchanted Garden CD. So all of that is kind of what we're going to look at and move through. I wanted to talk a little bit about the energy of forgiveness, because that was really kind of a fire that I think in some respects all of us have to walk through, but you especially had to walk through. You have this very powerful and beautiful story of Native American tradition that talks about Hiawatha being a powerful warrior. And he was known to be kind of ruthless and cunning, but very powerful. And one day he's visited by the energy of something very much different from himself, which changes him at core. It's the energy of love, the energy of peace. and this peacemaking energy comes into his heart, almost steals into his heart in a very gentle and quiet manner, and changes him at the core from that point forward. Then you go on to relate a story which you really had a choice in your life when a loved one was taken from you, how you were going to react to that. And perhaps we could talk a little bit about that. It's your story, so if you would talk about it, that would be appreciated.
Sure, yes. The story that you just described is the story of the peacemaker for the Iroquois people. And that story was very close to my heart. And in fact, the loved one that crossed over was Iroquois in this lifetime. And so the intricacy of that is definitely woven into my own personal story. And this is, for me, and the definition that I use is twin flame. So it's the on a soul level. It doesn't necessarily have to do with what form of relationship we're in any given lifetime. But on a soul level, this is the soul that is most close to my soul throughout the various evolution. And in this lifetime, we had traveled together for many years, and he was hit by a hit-and-run situation, which I know to be alcohol-related or a drunk driver. Mm-hmm. And, of course, a lot of people were angry, and I happen to also know the young, they were very young, actually. I think they were in their young teens that had been in the car that killed him. And so in this book, I explain how I was actually put in a position that I could have been angry and blamed them. And I'm not claiming that I didn't experience every emotion of grief as I dealt with this. The unusual thing is that he and I knew that this was coming because we both have the ability to communicate with spirit. And I did not certainly know exactly what was happening, but we knew some level that this pending transition was coming. And so my knowing from the moment, even in the midst of all that grief, was that this was for the highest good, that our souls had committed to this because we could do more service and we could work more and he could be more available to other people from the spirit world. So in looking at these children who I happen to have known since two of the three I knew since they were very young children, I felt compassion for them. And it was heightened one night when I actually dreamt the entire scene from their perspective. So I literally lived it from their perspective, which was able to also enhance my ability to forgive them. And what you learn in the book is that my definition of forgiven was given to me by Magdalene, and it is actually given for us. So true forgiveness is when we can reach a point where we can look at a situation and be grateful that it was given for us. So I didn't forgive these people as saying that they did something horrible and wrong, but I'm going to be better than them, and I am going to forgive them. What I did is I actually experienced it from their perspective, moved through my own grief, and accepted the gratitude, layer upon layer, the gratitude that, you know, this was all in divine order and that we all played a role in the unfolding of that plan.
Yeah, and I also want to say that, you know, later on in the book, you talk about 6 years after your loved one has been taken from you, you're still working through this. So I don't want anybody to get the misunderstanding that you did not rage around this. You did not, you know, feel deeply the loss of this beautiful human being who was your partner in this life. That all took place, but then you have also been able to raise this to a higher vibration. And there's a point in the book where you say, when we reach a point when we truly believe that all situations, everything in our life, anything anyone has ever done to us is perfect and given for us to help us learn unconditional love. Then we are truly